Well, here we go with this week's audio boo, in which myself and Dr. Strangelove, the producer, just chew the fat about stuff. We did a first one, which was going to be sort of questions and answers, and we cocked it up, didn't we?
Yeah, we do need to make some corrections over some of the facts that we gave on last week's audio boo. So, first of all, the truck writing season.
Yeah.
I think last week, what did we say?
We said it was bag, didn't yeah. we, for buffoons a go. Mm-hmm. And the year before, we said it was slap my top.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
No, what? No, it was.
So last year, wasn't it scoff?
Oh, yes.
Last year was scoff, swirling cesspit of filth.
Cesspool of filth. Yeah.
And the year before was bag.
No, it was bag last year.
Was
swirling
it?
Cesspool of filth was the year before.
This is supposed to be the corrected version.
I think we're correcting the corrections for the corrections here for the correct. And also, we got a picture of the bare naked ladies on the blog. But unfortunately, it was a rather out-of-date picture, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think there's a member there that left them long ago.
Yeah,
so.
Steve Page. It was pointed out by Lisa, who pointed out, who's a big Bare Naked Ladies fan, that in fact Steve Page, unless he was making a guest appearance on that particular concert I went to, had left some time ago. Oh, well. So what are we doing to, now we've got the corrections out of the way, until next week's set of corrections, no doubt. What are we going to talk about?
Got a few questions. First of all, this is from Eddie, the truck driving DJ. How many CDs do you actually own?
I don't know, but I actually do have a spare bedroom, which is pretty nearly full, and I had to get Miss Tibbs the carpenter to build some more shelves for me, and I'm filling those up. It runs into thousands, I think.
Thousands?
It runs into thousands, yeah. I don't mean like 100,000, but it's probably a couple of 3,000 in there, I should think, and there's vinyl as well.
Crikey. So the shelves, are these from the floor to ceiling?
Floor to the ceiling, all the way around the room,
Now
an island in the middle. You know, it's not anything like those pictures you saw of John Peel's collection or anything like that. Nothing as massive as that, but certainly it's a lot.
Okay, Doug. And another one from Chris. This is via Twitter. How did you get into the radio?
People want to know the reason. They're trying to look for someone to blame, aren't they? Well, it was an accident. Total, and it was for me. It was a happy accident. I had no idea what I wanted to do when I left school. And I ended up working for the civil service at the DHSS in Lower Hall Lane in Walsall. And I realised that the civil service and me weren't destined to get on, particularly as I was demoted due to incompetence. So someone tipped me off about this college course called Communication Studies, where you did a bit of work experience. And the second year, I went to the BBC, to the local radio station, which was called BBC Radio Birmingham in those days. And I opened the production office door, all timid and 21, and in I went. And there were two people standing toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose, purple with rage, yelling at each other at something. The voice, I thought, hey, this looks a bit more interesting than civil service. And thought perhaps I could somehow be a producer, maybe. And I realised I didn't have the wherewithal for that. I wasn't going to be a Top Gun producer. And being in local radio, you did everything. And one day someone said, oh, by the way, you're on next. I went, what? You're on next. No, I'm not, am I? And sure enough, I was on the air. And I thought, when I stopped shaking, I thought, this is more fun. And so I've been pursuing it ever since.
This is just a query from myself, actually. You're wearing sandals again.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
Gone back on your word.
Yeah, well, what happened is, first thing in the morning, you don't want to do any unpleasant bending. I've now got it down to a fine art. The alarm goes off at 1 o'clock. I can be out of the flat by 5 past. Teeth clean, clean clothes. But having to do laces up and stuff like that, no.
It just slows you down, doesn't it?
It slows you down. So what I've got is actually, the other day, I got the banana shoes on because it was too cold to go outside in them. And then the next day, the sun shone. So I was back to sandals again. But it's coming to the end of the sandal season now.
Okay, Doug, that's all the questions. You may leave.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. Have a great
run along
week.
Now.
Okay, run along. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Dr. Strangelove. You can go to sleep all weekend, presumably.
Consider it done.
We'll be back next week with another audio boo, so keep those questions coming in for us.